We get to the Gemara said, the Gemara is trying to figure out whether the Abbas of Nezikin are called Yotzin or Lap Yotzin. He said, well, we have two models. We have the Tolos of Shabbos, we have the Tolos of Tumah, the Tolos of Shabbos. Basically, our Tolos ain't Yotzin then. And the Gemara wants to know, well, how is it not Yotzin? Very interesting question. And he says, Yotzin then. So why are you looking for not to me? And the Gemara answers that, gives one answer. They give the second answer that doesn't necessarily line up so much. Right? The Gemara gave one answer to other. In the Nafkamina, Nafkamina is Chil Chatos, Chai one Chatos versus two Chatos. Okay. And then the Gemara says, have our Blazer. Blazer says, we did an Abba and told you to Chai two. The two Abbas are Chai two, the Abba are also Chai two. So the Nafkamina disappears. The Gemara gives an answer which doesn't really sound like it's an answer to the same type of question. The Gemara says, well, if it was Chashuv, so then it's enough. If it was in Mishkan, it was Chashuv, it's enough. We saw it last time, different Gersos, spoke about different Gersos. And then Tosafot points out, are the Gersos that we have, the answer from Blazer, sounds like you have to be in the Mishkan, and you have to be Chashuv. That leads us to the concept of what Malacha is. The Malacha is Kiddush and Hechatza, as opposed to Malacha Geruah, which is a conversation that Balia Tosus, both Tosus on the page and Ozeru and others have. Shabbos study Vavon of Days, begins the 11th crack of Shabbos. Malacha is when you're Machar something in the Hefza. It's our human avoidance of Malacha and Shabbos is a loose human analogy that Kadosh Baruch Hu's ceasing his divinely created activity when Shabbos came. We're also, we're going to, in our own human, small human way, we're going to stop the mechadish. We're going to stop not creating things afresh, but to stop adding qualities, properties, stop changing things. The malacha is to change, to add to the mechadish something in the night, in the chetzah of malacha. So that's why being that's the case, that's why carrying is sort of an on-the-border type of malacha. Talking, walking, breathing, they happen in the Mishkan, those aren't malachas at all, they're very important activities, but they're not malachos, because that's not chashiva. It's very chashiv to breathe. It really struggles with the breathing, but it's not significant in the sense that it's not significant as a malacha. It's not being a chadash or anything or something else. And that's why, again, by Tosis, right, Sadi Vav Beis and Shabbos, that carrying is sort of on the edge. It's a malacha gerua. It's a very weak type of malacha. That's why we're not for a specific dedicated pasuk. We would not have assumed that carrying is a malacha simply because it appeared in the Torah. That seems to be pshat what the Gemara does say. Of course, it says what? But Rebbe Lezer, according to Belezer, what lies between Avos and Tolos? The answer is, well, if it's chashuv, it's the Mishkan, and it's chashuv, but then it's enough. Otherwise, maybe it's a Tolos, maybe it's nothing, but definitely not enough. Din Av means you appeared in the Mishkan and you were a significant presence in the Mishkan. Okay. Now the question of the previous Tosus, Rabbi Eliezer, is how what the Gemara didn't say. The Gemara could have given an even better answer to Rabbi Eliezer. And why is it? What could the Gemara have answered? And why is it better? In Tomar, name of the Nafkaminli Nasra. Why do you have to say, Av the Mishkan Chashuv told us not? Say, Pasha, not be for Hasra. Shatar Vla Hasra, what's that told? Mishem Avdi, though. You're Mechuyid when you give Hasra. If I see someone be Mechal Shabbos B'mezid, in order to give Onshe Haguf, in order to give Misa or Malkus, typically you need to be B'mezid and to be with Edom and Hasra. Discussion of first practice. Machus, whether Hasra is merely to ensure that the fellow really is mazid. He seems to know what he's doing. Maybe he doesn't realize it's Hasra, so I have to tell him. Or is it more than just making sure that he knows what he's doing? Okay. But either way, there is a requirement. In order to give Misa or Malkus, the fellow has to do the mazid, and he has to be witness. And the witness is not only witness the act, but also warn him, and according to most, he has to respond. If you say, don't do that, if you do that, it's an Avera, here's the Pasuk, maybe you have to mention what the Pasuk is, maybe you have to mention what the Onesh is, and then it could be that he's required to say, I don't care, and you know that he heard you. The Makabal, the Asura, says, I couldn't care less, and we do it anyway, Afapike. despite all that, we're going to do this Avera, and goes ahead and does the Avera. The Eid are watching, so now the Eid will come to Beis Din and testify that this fellow committed a crime for which is Chayiv, Misa, Malkus, whatever the, as the case may be. We're talking specifically about the Misa of Skila for the Avera of Chilul Shabbos. The Mishnah there, the Tosis is pointing out that we can learn a lot about how you give Hasra for Chilul Shabbos from the Sugya of Kufla Vaches in Masechta Shabbos. The Sugya there is sort of talking about which particular forbidden activity. Mishnah already has Machlokas at Tanah about what? By Mashana, right. You're allowed to filter wine on Shabbos. Mishnah says everyone who beats, you're not allowed to set up a filter on Shabbos. Maybe it's the problem of Bona or some other related concern. If you have a barrel, empty barrel, you can pour the wine into it, you're going to set up the cheesecloth, the straining cloth, over the barrel. There's a type of an ohel over the barrel and create a separate space that I want to be covered for a reason. It's not like opening a folding table. We don't really care for the space below. Folding table, you're just interested in the surface on top. But here you're putting a filtering cloth over the barrel and you're setting it up in a way that creates that space where the wine's going. I'm going to pour the wine through the filter. It's going to collect down below. So everyone agrees the machine is not allowed to set up the filter. The question is, if the filter is really set up, am I allowed to filter the wine? Whoever says yes, the Chachamim say no. Whoever says no, it's concluded. But Shabbos, the Chachamim say you cannot. So the first question you always want to know, this we spoke about last time, right, is was the Raisa Rabbanon. So Gemara asks not abstractly the Raisa Rabbanon. Gemara asks that question in different terms. Practically speaking, what do you chayv if you did it? That's a litmus test. Raisa Raisa Rabbanon. Gemara says chayv pathos, which is another way of saying it's a Raisa. This is real malacha. The Raisa is not as a Rabbanon. Then the Gemara, yeah, that's the top of Kuflam Pesamal. Was Shimer Mai. What's the story? But yeah, the poor fellow did do the filtering. What ownership does he get? The Gemara says, Chayakatas mean that it's going to be an Easter, it is an Easter Dreisis. Then the Gemara proceeds, after a little bit of a shock to talk about that, the Gemara picks up in the middle of the Amud. If it's a Dreisis, then the next question, well, which Av? Which off? The Gemara asks it an interesting way. The Gemara doesn't say Mishum Achayev, the Gemara says Mishum Masrinim. I see a fellow about to filter wine. What do I tell him? What av will I include in the Hasra? Let's say, don't do that as Boer or don't do that as Meraki. If that's Machlokas Avraham, Rabbi Zera, right? Do you mention Boer in the Hasra or do you give Hasra, oh, don't do that, that's a form of Meraki? It's a form of picking out. So like, is it sounds like we're asking, is it a tolda of, there are three, of the third and of the malachas, three of them are very similar. Three of them have to do with separating good and bad. Boer is the most famous one to us. There's also, what else? There's also Zoreh, and there's also Meraki. Zoreh comes before, but in the course of making wheat, in the course of making bread, getting from kernel to loaf, so first you have the wheat mixed with the chaff, and you throw it up in the wind blows away the chaff, and the heavy stuff falls down, so that's Zoreh, winnowing. Then, now you have all the heavy stuff together, but some heavy stuff, you may have pebbles don't get blown away. So that you're going to pick out by finger, you may pick out, you have a plate full of kernels, you'll pick out all the pebbles, that's Boreh. And then after you grind it, which is Tokhein, then the third of the selecting, sorting of those is Merakin. After it's already ground, there may be some gook that still got mixed into it and was ground together with the good wheat. So you're going to sift the flour to remove the impurities from the flour. So that's Merakin.
So I assume we don't really do that on Shabbos nowadays, I guess, because we're not really sifting flour on Shabbos.
Well, no one should do that on Shabbos, but it's law.
Well, okay.
No, you don't do that at home.
Bora has a higher chance of happening.
Oh, I see what you mean. I'm sorry, I understand. Right, most of you do Bora during the week. Hope none of you do Bora or Shabbos. Although probably many of us do. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah, I mean the Nasiyah, Mishnah Berurah has a Hagdam Kalil for Shabbos, being in the Chelos Gimel, with quotes from Yosef Eidoshitz and Yaros Devash. Might be the most practical thing you'll hear from me today. Yosef Eidoshitz and Yaros Devash, He says if a Jew doesn't learn, doesn't spend time learning Hilchos Shabbos well, it's not possible that you're not going to do melachos. Yeah, maybe not every Shabbos. There's so many, and there's so many talmuds, there's so many details. It's not shayach, not to be mechal Shabbos or shogeg, unless you learn the din of melachos. There's nothing malicious. You mean you're a good Jew, you're trying to do the right thing. But a lot of details. You gotta invest the time to learn. There could be some that have, violated Borah unwittingly. But certainly we try not to violate Borah. But that can come up. And that's something that we do, right? Borah comes up all the time during the week. Meraki in our lives, because we live in industrial urban societies, but someone else does Meraki for us usually. Right, that's true. Right, Meraki is done for us, a Borah is not necessarily done for us. Right? So if you're trying to prioritize which malachas should I learn, a halacha, which halachas should I learn, and Borah is going to be a more of a practical issue than Meraki, absolutely. Unless you like doing weaving projects. So Oreg, right, Meraki will rank up there with Oreg and Mesef and Osir Shnei Batanirim as the malachas that don't come up so much in our lives. But the Gemara has that shayla. Well, how about the filtering? Filtering wine, so what should the Hasra be? Just ignore the debate, Rabbi Zera, Bora, Meraki. The Tosis says, one second. Forget about what the answer was. The question, the premise of the question is fascinating and incredibly important. Because the Gemara didn't say Meshum Mai Mechai, the Gemara said Meshum Mai Masrinam Gay. What do you, which av do you include in the Hasra? Which tells me, Lahora, that when you give Hasra, you have to mention the av. When you give Hasra, you have to say what avir you're doing. But I would have assumed, you say, don't filter wine, that's a violation of Losasakal Malacha. That's a violation, that's Chil Shabbos. That's Malacha Shabbos. It's the Bartos from the Gemara, you see that what? That it's not enough to mention that's Chil Shabbos. You have to say, that's Borek, that's Meraki, that's Magir, that's Zoreya. I have to mention the Av. Wow. And therefore, Tosin says, that's a great Nachmina. You want to know what's a Nachmina? Tosin told us. So first you thought of Chiluk Malachas. And he said, well, God doesn't hold a Chiluk Malachas. You do Avos and Tolos, if I have a separate Chatzos for each act, no matter what the Avos told or whatever combination. So why don't we give another good answer? Give another good answer, I know. Well, because if you're doing an Av, you just say, don't plant that planting. If I water, the guy's going to water on Shabbos. You can't just say, don't water, watering is Malach HaShabbos. If they don't water, that's a Toldav Zareya. That's a pretty solid, clear Nafkamina. Why don't we say that? And again, the highlights, the fact that, now let me ask you a simple question, which is, why is Tosis so short? Why is Tosis Kasha? Such a Kasha. Good, we could have given one answer, we gave a different answer instead. We could have given a better, what's better about what we could have said. Some people always are dreaming of the grass is greener on the other side. What's your world? Why Tosin? Well, you could have said something else. Shut up. Well, we said this. We didn't have no answer. Why is Tosin's Kasha problematic? Why is Tosin's Kasha problematic? Everyone should be able to answer this one. And I hope you thought about this. Tosin asked the Kasha. If I say, what color lollipop would you like? Say blue. So why do you say green? If I said green, you say why do you say blue? That's not a kasha. But if I said, I gave one answer, you say why didn't Gemara give a different answer? What's wrong with the answer I gave? What's supposed to bother you about? What's supposed to bother you about?
The fact that the answer the Gemara gave did not have
enough
to me. It seems to say there is
no enough to me. Ah, the Gemara's answer is a weaker answer. Because the Gemara's answer was no enough to me. Look over. Right, and remember when we got started, we saw Ritzvah. And Ritzvah, again, the sugi here, this chunk of the sugi here appears as well, Shabbos HaYavav and Beis. Remember you saw that side. The Chachmei Ashkenaz don't really comment much. We don't have much Ramban or Ritzvah on Kama. We have Rashi, he doesn't have that much to say about the sugi here. But in Masach HaShabbos, Ramban, Rashi, Ritzvah have more to say about this same piece of the Gemara which appears in parallel there as well. So you saw that the Ritva points out there really are two questions that the Gemara is asking. One is, and it's clear because the Gemara is, the two different answers are answering two different questions. Right, one question is, what is an Av versus a Tal? The other question is, what's an Afkamina to an Av and a Tal? Because the first answer, the Gemara explained Afkamina. Chaya one chata, two chata, practical difference. The second answer, therefore, wasn't an afkamina. It was just saying, let me tell you how to define an avor. It's over. The Ritzvah's response was, well, the Gemara is asking two questions. And answering one or the other, which is interesting and curious. And that's why Tosis is bothered. Why not give an afkamina? Don't just say, I can tell you different to an avor, told give a real afkamina. An afkamina is for Asra. Nafkamina is for Hasra. Tosin gives several answers. Tosin gives the several answers. I'd love to spend a little time thinking about the first two answers, places, and one of the answers in Paris. With several more questions on the Kasha, yeah?
Why, I mean, wouldn't you have the same problem with this Nafkamina as the original Nafkamina of the Gemara? Meaning it's not a Nafkamina between an Av and a Tolda. It's a Nafkamina of it being a Tolda of Esav or Waya.
No, this is a great, this is actually even better. I'm glad you mentioned that. We were bothered when we learned the first Gemara's first Teretz. And the first Teretz is a little bit funny. The whole Chiluk Malacha is only Chayav on Chatas. It didn't really seem, Rashi seems to be sensitive to that problem. The way the Gemara presented, it seems like there's Nafkamina, the fact that Melech HaShabbos is divided to 39 groups, rather than the fact that this is an Av and that's a Tolda. Because if I do an Aven, it's told us, I'm high, or presumably two told us also, do multiple members of one group, I'm high of one. And that's the way we dealt with the time. Rashi gave the parrot based on his Kiddush Halacha. This one is better, because this one speaks to whether you're an Av or a Tolda. Because if you're an Av, that's the question of being a member of a certain group. If I'm planting is an Av, watering is a Tolda. The guy is planting, you don't say, don't do that, that's a Tolda watering, that's false. But if you're dying watering, you have to say, don't do that to Tolda planting. This is actually not only a better answer than the second answer to the Gemara, it's also a better answer than the first answer to the Gemara.
Don't we say that you're chayav anyway if you warn him for the Tolda?
That's according to one answer, cheat of the toast is good. The similar in the Gemara in Masech HaShabbos is that if I see someone doing a Tolda, I have to tell him. The same way, if I see someone eating a piece of tray for fat, I have to tell them, don't do that, that's a violation of eating chayav. I can't say, that's not kosher. I have to explain to him, that's a violation of this, the law of chayav. Don't drink that, that's a violation of the law of dam. Don't eat that, that's a violation of the Isra of Chai. Don't eat that, pork is an example of behemoth man. I have to specify the Isra. So the simple reading of the Gemara in the Masechta Shabbos, Kufan Fast, is when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, it's not enough to even specify it's Chilul Shabbos. I have to specify it's Chilul Shabbos because it belongs to the Av of Tovea. It belongs to the Av of Kosei. It belongs to the Av of Ofer, our favorite Lach. Produces edible Baruch Hashem. So that's the truth is you're making a good point on. Tosas Kasha is even stronger than they put forward. Not only is it Akasha in the second terrace, even a little bit of Akasha in the first terrace. This is an amazing terrace. Not much an amazing terrace. It's really an excellent terrace. What does Tosus say? Tosus says, well, number one, number two. Number one, Yeshtova. The Hati Peirushal. Here's what the Gemara means. The first answer is that you misunderstood the Gemara. It's an interesting answer, requires some thought, and it's perhaps a little bit of a dope fact in the Gemara. You want to know why didn't the Gemara invoke our Gemara invoke Shabbos Kufla? Because why did the Gemara talk about Asra? Seems like such a golden answer. Because it's the first answer to us is, well, it must be that we misread Shabbos Kufla. It must be that the Gemara never said, if the Master told him Shema, because it's true that the Master told him Shema. We should have mentioned it here. Such a easy, beautiful way to solve the problem. Why did the Gemara mention Hasra told them Shema Av? It must be because it's not true. Either the Gemara says it, Mishumai must read it, Mishumarak, Mishumborg. It must be we misunderstood that Gemara. Hachi Kei Mishum. Here's the real Pshat of that Gemara. Mishumai must read it, Mishumhu Chai. What type of Hasra could you say that would make you Chai? So Rabba says, well, Mishum Bor, and Rabba says Mishum Bor, what he means is, Abel Hizro, Mishum Iraqi Pot. If Bor, as opposed to saying Sifti, if I said Sifti and Pot, why? So far he hasn't posed any conclusion. The Kamen Shumasu, the Dabra Sha'in Dome, Sabar Shemalik Bo Upam. Well, if I tell you something that doesn't fit, then the guy's going to think that I'm just joking around with him. I'm just yanking his chain, making fun of him. If I say, hey, you shouldn't, a guy's watering his lawn on Shabbos, I say, come on, you better not water your lawn on Shabbos, it's a told of Kosei. The type of writing. That's absurd. So I'm not going to take you seriously. The Tosa says, yeah. All the Gemara meant to say is if you say something that doesn't fit, so then you're practically, I stress, practically ruining your Hasra, because now the guy's not going to take the whole point of Hasra, certainly, is to warn him, to tell him, hey, that to explain to him why he shouldn't do that. So it's counterproductive if I say, oh, you better not eat that chela, because you eat that chela, you're wearing Shabbos. This narsh, it doesn't make any sense. It's stupid. So why would the guy take me seriously? I told him it's not there, and then give him some absurd explanation why it's not there. I'd say, don't eat that. It's not kosher because it's... Okay. It's not kosher because it's fake. It's not kosher because it's bacon. Okay. Say, don't eat that because you eat that, you're wearing shatnez. And you say, you said nothing yourself. If I say, don't filter the wine, if you filter the wine, that's the equivalent of lighting a fire. Well, it's not going to take me seriously. So obviously, it's okay to filter wine. The only thing you can tell me is lighting a fire. That's absurd. Right? So the Tosfos says, that's what Rabbi Reb Zeira argued about. Which type of Hasra is not foolish? So Machlokas is, if I tell a guy, fellow, that Rabbi is saying, I tell him, you're separating the good from the bad, the bad from the good, you're doing the better, okay, he'll say, fine, okay, that makes sense. And he wants to take me seriously. But I tell him, well, you're sifting. You say, sifting, this is not flour, this is wine. You don't make any sense. And if I throw in something that's a curveball, it's gonna ruin an otherwise good hasra, because now I sound nonsensical to him. The Tosa says, meaning, so far, no kiddushin here, but until he explains, and his of Amar al Tashah Merkai. If they said don't filter, he would be chayav. Meaning, what Tosis is trying to say is the first type of Tosis is you don't need Hasra b'shev told b'shev ma'av. I could go over to just say you're not allowed to water your lawn Shabbos. It's chil Shabbos. Lo sasakal malachi. You'd be chayav skivul. I didn't mention any av whatsoever. First thing, those hold that it is a valid Hasra. The fellow be chayav nisa. He goes ahead despite that Hasra. Words one time he said, I didn't mention told the Shema Av, you didn't mention what Av it is. Post first day post says, you don't need to. How do I know you don't need to? Because Argamar should have mentioned if it was true. Argamar didn't mention it, obviously it's not true. Okay, so that's the given. What do you do with the Gemara Shabbos Kuflam? Post says, you don't need to mention any Av. The question is, if you mention no Av, you just say it's Melech HaShabbos, that's a very fine Hasra. But if you say the wrong Av, that'll throw people off. That makes you sound, it makes the Hasra sound silly. You don't need to mention any Av. You can mention no Av at all, or you can mention the correct Av. If you mention the wrong one, that is pogame and undoes the otherwise fine Hasra. Ah, you ask, one second, what does Tosis accomplish? So Lamaisa, there's still an Afkamina between Av and Tola. Huh? Because if I give the right Av, they work. If I give the wrong Av, it doesn't work. I don't have to mention any Av whatsoever. What changed? What did Tosis accomplish? If you think about it, or if you look in the Birkas Avraham, he lays that very neatly. What changed is it's no longer, the first thing, the fundamental thing that changed, is worth considering, is that the Gemara Kufla Mechaz is no longer a halachic issue. It's now a psychological issue. But as we thought, and other Rishon will accept the halacha, that there's a halachic requirement of Hasra is told to B'Shem Av. This first sheet in Tosis rejects that. There's no requirement of Hasra is told to B'Shem Av. Just if you say something nonsensical, so that practically ruins the Hasra. Okay. Therefore, the Gemara isn't really debating a halakhic question. It's a psychological question. What will throw people off if you tell them this about filtering? It should be noted, it could be there are some cases where there's more than one Av that would make sense. fellow painting a picture. So if I told him it's a form of writing, he said, okay, I hear that. If I tell him it's a form of soveya, of dying, he might hear that too. It's not a told of both, it's only told of one of them, but they're both reasonable. So it could be, okay, I hear this, I hear that. So if you hold that you need to have straw told of shema av is a din, you gotta get the right one. But if you say, no, you don't need it, just, you don't want to say the one that will throw people off, that will make people think that I'm not being serious, so then it's not a question of halacha, it's just a question of practicality. So that's no longer a halachic nafkamina, is this a tolda, is this an av, or which tolda, which av is this a tolda? Is this not just a purely a question of mitzias? What will people think is reasonable? What will people think is not reasonable? Now, so that's the first teretz in Tosfos. It's difficult because you seem to have a lot of difficulties. Yeah, this is the row of kashas. Let's we'll start from the far end and work our way this way.
Isn't
Mavla
and Leah's question of the Machlokes
and Matthias? Correct. Now it sounds like the Machlokes and Matthias, which again, we're not allergic to Machlokes and Matthias. If anything, Adrava, we Matthias is so better than you ready to send me photos on the year. And Yerushalmi and Chala, well, why do we assume that that's a Kasha? Because Yerushalmi and Chala says that. Can we talk about this? But Yerushalmi, the first mission of Chala talks about what are the five grains that make bread. For different areas of Halacha, including Hafarshi Chala. So then that Tanam have a Machlokas. Are there five grains? Which you usually translate as wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt, or is there a sixth grain, orez, which you usually translate as rice? I think the time of Yoko Manuri is there a six, and rice, you should add rice to the list. The Yerushalmi, there's no botany on the Sefer, no botany on drummer except for Brock, which is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Gim Chala says, Ramban quotes, Yerushalmi Gim Chala says, what are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? Five grains, six grains. So the Bavli really tells us that the list of grains are those grains which could become chametz. There's a hekesh between chametz and matzah. Anything that could become chametz is something which should be called lechem for matzah and lechem for benching and for farshas challah and for pasakum and so on and so forth. So Yerushalmi says, so Aaron says, what's the machlokas? Machlokas is, does rice go become chametz or not? Yerushalmi says, why are you having a machlokas about that? Machlokas and matzias. What should you do instead of having a machlokas? Experiment. Go to the kitchen, get some rice flour, mix it with the water, and see what happens. Does it rise? Does it not rise? There's no reason to argue about it. Experiment. So Yerushalmi says, no, you understand. They did experiment. They tried it. And the results were sort of in between. If you have wheat dough, if you ever, anyone at home makes challah or other types of bread, so you know you have dough like this, and you come back a few hours later, it looks like this. All right, it rises. If you try that with buckwheat flour, or with teff flour, or with millet flour, you mix it with water, you come back an hour later, nothing happens. If you try it with rice flour, so don't move like that, it sneezes. Something happens. It coughs. Something's going on there. The machlokas tanaim is you say that's also fermentation. It's also chimitz, just a milder form, or no, that's not chimitz. All that's some other part. That's your point.
That's not a. That ends up making not a.
Exactly. That's what we would call a machlokas in shiur. It's not a machlokas over what the facts are. It's machlokas over how you categorize. And that's what you've heard in the past. Oh, it's not machlokas and mitzvah, it's machlokas and shiur. Right? But that is a good question here. Why shouldn't this be, this sounds like a machlokas and mitzvah? Now the answer, machlokas and mitzvah is only problematic, I'll leave you with this, and we'll continue some tomorrow. Machlokas and mitzvah is only problematic when it is an easily resolvable, observable machlokas and mitzvah. You know, machlokas and mitzvah is something that's not easy to experiment with. Like, where is the aron? That's a legitimate machlokas because it's hard to know.